Starting on Monday, you've got to be listening at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 for a new and different keyword each and every hour. Now, if you only get to enter one keyword, that's okay. If you enter two, great. Three, awesome. Four, oh my gosh, your odds go up. We're giving away $1,000 a day starting on Monday. That's not an April Fool's joke.
No, we really are. Oh. And we're going to do it for a little over a month, too. That's the thing. The more keywords you put in, it does increase your chances to win, but you could win off of one.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the lottery, right?
Yeah, I didn't win off that one ticket I bought.
Although you do have better chances of winning. We've had lots of winners for the $1,000. So we do this a couple times a year. And why not take your chances, right?
It's on its way back. It's Allie, we mind getting
that? I don't mind at all. Hello.
Hello, Lupino. It's my cousin Luigi.
Hi, Luigi.
Oh, hello, Gizano.
Oh, my God.
You want to come and give it your double kiss on one cheek and the other cheek?
Not this time.
I
not
give it to you. You come to me when I say.
This feels a little P. Diddy-ish, too.
So, I need to tell you the story, you know, of how Gizano. It's here in Americano.
Oh, how?
Well, you see.
By boat, I'm going to guess.
In Italy, they're kidnapping the kids, the little bambinos. No, not a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad thing. It's like Scottino adoptino Gizano.
Again, like P. Diddy adopting the little girl off the street.
Oh, no, silly giggle.
No.
You imagine if Cousin Luigi came by with a ha 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 ha.
So, there. Explain this again.
Okay, let me tell you what's happening. This feels like an April Fool's joke, but it's not. It's a real. You see, Italy has a very drastic way to save a children's from becoming the mafioso. You know, the mafioso, it's a bad place.
Yeah.
You know, they come and knocking on your door. Give me my money!
I didn't know that they got them as young as kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, because of the family. And so he's, you know, Gizano being a part of the family.
Right.
He had to be put on a boat and brought over here. So he got adopted.
Yes, right.
Away from the mafioso.
Did you put him in a box of spaghetti like one of those crates?
And Chef Boyardee the whole way.
Chef Boyardee.
It was delicious. All right, so anyway,
the
we
OG.
Go. The Italian Justice Minister, Luigi? I don't know.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, it said the fight against the mafia has to include thinking about the next generation by giving them a choice as to what kind of future they want. So we give Gizano the choice. Gizano, I want to ask you. You're a grown adult now. You're a man. You're coming to your own. You were adopted by Scotto, and he did a good, mediocre job. Do you want to be a mafioso, or you want to stay a producer at Scott Nellino show?
I'll stay producer.
Okay.
There's something, though, about being in the mob that always seems appealing. Like, I watch Sopranos, and I always just think, just for a couple weeks, but then it's getting out. Or if you...
Once you win, you no go.
Right, exactly. And are you ever committing a crime going...
Well, never really. See, that's the thing about the mafia. There's no real crime.
It's the short sleeve quarter zip windbreakers, isn't it?
Yes. I do love that, too. Actually, for the women.
You know.
For the women, it's always the big hair, the blue eyeshadow, the gaudy outfits.
Oh, you Sexino.
I love, right? I love all.
Not as Sexino as Gizano.
I want to be a mob wife, but not the mob wives that you see on TV, like the Real Housewives. I want to be a mob wife like...
Where you don't know what's going on.
Right?
And you're just rich.
And I'm just rich. And also from like the 50s and 60s.
Oh, there you go.
Not the ones that are... Now, they're just too tan. It's true.
Well, I got to go. You know what I got to go do? Give me the money!
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go do that.
I've never heard you raise your voice so loud.
Well, you know, summertime. You stay behave. Come here. Give a kiss on each cheek. Why?
Before you go.
Yes.
Have you ever had a seltzer? Do Italians drink seltzers? Like
I drink a seltzer all the time. It's the Perrieri.
I got a new one for you, then.
I like it, the Perrieri.
I got a new one. Before we get to summer season and those seltzers start to just flow.
Talk it to me.
I'm going
to
tell you the latest seltzer flavor, but let's see if you would drink it.
Should I stay here? Or do I go and you want to just tell everybody else?
No, you can stay here.
Oh, Cousin Luigi and Romano! Oh, you give me another kiss on each cheek, Zano.
Yuck.
Yucky. No.